Mayor Bill de Blasio says the shooting death of a mentally ill Bronx woman is tragic, unacceptable, and should never have happened. The sergeant who killed 66-year-old Deborah Danner has been placed on modified duty. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez has been covering the story and is here now to talk about what went wrong and the mayor's swift response. Cindy, the bare bones of this story are that police got a call about a disturbance at an address in the Bronx. They went into the apartment and a sergeant shot and killed the woman who lived there. Fill in the gaps for us. What else do we know?
Sure, Jamie. So police say this all happened last night in the Castle Hill section of the Bronx. They responded to the call of an emotionally disturbed person. That person turned out to be 66-year-old Deborah Danner. Now, initial reports are that at first the sergeant was able to get the agitated woman to drop a pair of scissors she was holding, but then she swung at him with what is believed to be a baseball bat, and he shot her in the torso.
Well, what do we know about Deborah Danner? There are reports that police had responded to her home several times before.
Well, it appears she suffered from delusions. Her neighbor said she often talked to herself and would grow agitated and scream and slam doors. We've also learned that she worked some years ago at a Bronx social service agency in the IT department. The organization called Bronx Work said she was an intern who worked on administrative projects, but they wouldn't say anything more. So probably the best description we have of her comes from the mayor, who at an afternoon press conference said he had a very painful conversation with Danner's sister, who he said spent decades trying to help Danner. And according to the mayor, Danner first started showing signs of mental illness in college. And he said that last night, when police were inside Danner's apartment, her sister was standing in the hall with her guardianship papers, waiting to escort her to the hospital, as she had many times before when she was having a breakdown and the police would respond.
And in those other instances, the NYPD successfully removed Deborah from the apartment, and they went off to the hospital. And she emphasized to me that she had seen it done the right way and expected it to be done that way this time as well. You can only imagine the pain she feels having had to stand there and hear the shots fired and the recognition coming over her that she had lost her sister.
And what does the mayor believe went wrong here this time? And was this sergeant properly trained to handle this type of situation?
Well, the mayor said that officers are supposed to use deadly force only when faced with a dire situation, and that it was, quote, very hard to see that that standard was met. He also said repeatedly that there were other options, like using a taser, which the sergeant had, or calling in an emergency service unit and waiting for it to arrive. De Blasio said the sergeant did receive training on how to de-escalate situations, but he didn't receive the more intensive training called CIT, or Crisis Intervention Team training. Now, this training is several days, and officers and hostage negotiating teams are the ones who conduct it. And it's the type of training mental health advocates called for a long time. I reported on it last year. Mm-hmm. Close to 5,000 officers have received the training so far. That's just half the number that we're supposed to. But the other issue is that 911 calls do not get routed directly to these officers who have the more intensive training. So de Blasio said there were efforts to look at how to better use those officers.
Now, Cindy, the police commissioner also came out and said the police failed to follow their training in this situation. What's been the reaction in the community?
Well, there's been lots of calls for an investigation and for this officer to be disciplined. And the Bronx Borough president, the public advocate, and others have called for action. And there will be rallies and vigils tonight and tomorrow.
Are the police unions unhappy with the police commissioner and the mayor and their response? What are they saying?
Well, Ed Mullins, the head of the Sergeant Benevolent Association, said he believed the response to be political and a rush to judgment. He also said that any investigation should include a look at the entire system, meaning the social service agencies and hospitals that may have had contact with Danner. And he also defended the sergeant and said he was making a split-second decision.
The easiest or quickest method of resolution that this sergeant had the option to was to pull his firearm. And unfortunately, this is a tragic result. No police officer wants to go out and pull their firearm and shoot individuals. But we're in a climate right now where we see great tension amongst communities of color, mistrust of police. But what we're finding is once the judicial system takes its course, these officers are being vindicated in the actions they've taken.
Cindy, what investigations are underway?
Well, you know, the NYPD conducts a use of force investigation anytime an officer uses his or her gun. So there's that. And last year, Governor Cuomo appointed the attorney general to investigate all police shootings of unarmed people. Now, we've reached out to Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's office, but they haven't returned our calls. Neither has the Bronx DA's office. Now, the mayor says the sergeant, whose name is Hugh Berry, has been placed on modified duty and stripped of his gun.
All right, Cindy, thank you so much for your report.
Thank you, Jamie.